All right. Oh, first times. I think the way I'm gonna do this is probably more in like a story format, I suppose, rather than question and answer. Hopefully I hit all the questions while I'm going through this. So just as a human being, I am fairly awkward. And as such, my first time was like, yep, kind of the epitome of that. And it was hilarity for the most part on my end, not on his. There are a couple funny moments, but anyway. All right, so this was the summer after my freshman year of college. Oh wait, no, maybe I was on spring break or just home from college. I think I, yeah, no, summer. That was around May, I think. I was 19. No idea what I was doing. Which is kind of like where the whole it being hilarious and me being super awkward kind of went into play. And it was with this guy that was in my close friends group. We weren't dating. He knew I liked him. I'd known him for 5 years at that point. And we had been talking all throughout that year, and not over the phone really, maybe like one or two phone calls, but mostly just through messages, I think, on Gmail. But it was every night, and we ended up talking throughout the night frequently. So it was kind of like it was building a little bit, and I knew he was coming home soon, and I was already home. And we could talk about anything. So, sex was something that like came up kind of frequently. I don't know. We were just open, I guess, talking about that kind of thing. So it wasn't like too bizarre when things happened. So were we in love? No. Did I think I was in love? No. I think, yeah, no, definitely not. But the way it happened was, let's see, it's pretty clear in my mind. So we had been that night or the previous 2 nights, we had been talking all throughout and probably until like 6 in the morning or 7 in the morning, and then we both like crashed. And this is all through just like, think Gmail chats or something, AIM maybe. That was a thing, right? But yeah, so we'd been talking all night, and he was coming over to visit me because at the time I was house sitting, which was kind of perfect. Also, just like, oh my god, really? Like, while you're house sitting all the times. All right, anyway. But yeah, so I was house sitting around the corner from my house. So that was kind of the setting. And earlier that morning, I'd kind of been thinking about it. I knew I was gonna see him. And was like, oh, fuck it. I kind of want to just figure this out, and it's been long enough. And I, up until that point, I hadn't done anything, which is also where the whole awkward, hilarious stuff kind of comes in, because I'm talking anything. I'm like, I think I'm had like made out with, no, not I think. I knew I've made out with people at this point. I think at one party he tried to like unhook my bra, and that didn't go well. I think I swore at him maybe, and he was like, oh, okay, no, oh. So, but yeah, so I hadn't done like anything up until then. So I was really fucking nervous. Really excited though too. But that day I was just on a run or something and was like, yeah, no, you know, let's at least like propose this idea and see what happens. So kind of planned on my part, spontaneous, more on his, as in he didn't know it was that was coming. But yeah, so, all right, so we ended up watching a movie, but before we even started the movie, we like went on a drive, and there's this really beautiful, overlook, maybe like 10 minutes away, and at night, it's gorgeous, you can see all the lights in the city, and, I was like, okay, I have to show you this, like, it's really cool. It was a place that I had recently been shown, and I was eager to show him just because it was gorgeous, and not a really well-known place. It was more of, like, a hidden spot. So we were up there for a little bit. We were just talking, and then we, like, came back to the house that I was house-sitting at, and the previous night, we had watched a movie together, and then he went home. And this night, I don't know what movie was playing. It was some really, really bad movie. Bad as in, like, out of all the movies you could start even, like, thinking about sex, like, this was not one of them. It was probably one of those. It was one of those, like, classic movies. More of, like, feel-good, inspirational, motivational sort of thing. Not really for sexy times. But yeah, so he starts kissing me, and I'm kissing back, and I kind of have an idea at this point. I'm like, all right, well, let's keep this going. Let's see if he'll try and push it, I guess. So he starts going for, like, my pants. And I hadn't let him take them off before, so at this point, I was like, all right, hold on one sec, we need to talk first. So he was like, what? I was like, yeah, just one second, like, I'm game to, like, have sex, like, I know that it'll be my first time, but we've been friends for a really long time, and I know this isn't your first time, and I know you know what you're doing, so, wanna show me the ropes, I guess? Like, that's how awkward, like, that freaking awkward. Oh, God. Just, like, looking back on it, oh, it's like a train wreck that's, like, so hard to stop watching. Oh, so funny. At this point, he was like, all right, are you joking? Because he knew I was fairly conservative and that I didn't really, I think prude is probably the right word. Yeah, that's definitely accurate. I just wasn't confident. Wasn't really, like, I was late bloomer, so to speak. Was more interested in books back in high school. Not really keen on the boy thing. Yeah, missed the train on that one. But yeah, so he thought I was joking. I was like, no, I'm like serious. Like, I don't want anything. Like, I don't want a relationship. We're going back to college. But I am house sitting more than once this summer. So maybe, you know, we could bang a little. Like, that sounds fun, right? Like just, you know, go slow the first time and we'll see how it goes. So things start progressing, and he starts, like, getting me naked, and I get him naked. And at this point, he's freaking out. He looks like a kid on Christmas morning. Like, he's like, what? So we had to find a condom, which we managed to procure. I'm not sure how. I don't know if he had it, I had it. Because he was like, I'm pretty sure I had it as a precautionary measure. Because he was like, God, fuck. Like, I stopped, like, I never brought a condom when we hung out because I just knew that wasn't gonna happen. So he's like kind of bouncing up and not bouncing up and down. That sounds really, it was like an adorable sort of thing where like he was kind of super excited, which is kind of cute. But yeah, so he's kind of trying to calm my nerves and we just keep kissing and kissing. I'm at this point though, like I'm so nervous, that like my mind is not on anything but like just nerves and like what's gonna happen and I don't know, expectations, I guess. I think I was more worried about his expectations than mine. Which had been something that was like, or that it had been something that I was concerned about in the past, which is why I had never done anything before. So, just not that confident. So at this point, I, cannot get wet, cause I'm just way too nervous and he's really fucking hard. And he has a condom on at this point. And I think, this part's a little bit of a blur. Like, I think maybe we tried to go at it a couple times and he was like, okay, no, like this isn't working. Like maybe we should do something else. And I was like, okay, like maybe I should blow you. And keep in mind, I haven't done this before. So like, I'm kind of like looking at him being like, what do you like? What do you want? Where do you want my hands? Like, dude, like, give me some guidance here. So that was fun. That went so poorly. Oh, I'm so glad things have changed since then. but yeah, so that was awkward. Really, really fucking awkward. But yeah, so that night was a little, like, anticlimactic for both of us and kind of what you would expect your first time to be like, or at least I would expect that. It was like one of those like storybook awkward moments where all you really can do is laugh. Like I wasn't angry. Like I was just, and he wasn't angry. It was just one of those times when it's like, all right, so tomorrow night, let's try this again. So yeah, the next night I was still house sitting and things went down fine. Like I was way less nervous. I think it was just like the initial sort of like getting naked, seeing if like he'd want to bang, I guess. And that I think was like enough for one night. I was like, all right, overstimulated. Good. but yeah, no, after that, yeah, it was kind of fantastic. We fucked all summer. And he kind of taught me a lot, or a decent bit about what I know, sex-wise. I didn't know, however, that I wasn't coming until the second guy I was with, though, when I actually had an orgasm. So that was interesting. So no, I didn't come that night, or any of those nights. I mean, it felt really fucking good, but I don't think I ever came. And he did, yeah, that's pretty easy to tell. All right, let's see. So yeah, that was my first time. Like there's nothing but happy thoughts looking back on it and embarrassment and shame mixed in there too, but, I don't think I would change anything about it, though, because it was kind of, like, one of those perfect teenage moments. Yeah. Anyway, let's see. Let me look at the questions really quickly. What am I missing? Discussed it previously. No, not... Well, we had. Yeah, we joked about it. It was all in, like... wasn't in earnest, though, really. It was more like him being playful and knowing what my response would be. No, we didn't really talk about it beforehand. What wearing? Okay. What was I wearing? And what was he wearing? I think he was wearing a t-shirt and probably, excuse me, some sort of athletic shorts, I want to say, because it was summer and it was warm. And I was wearing, let's see, I think I was wearing a lacy bra and I think boy short panties, something like that, and a summer dress on top of that. Let's see, did I, any other ones? Condom, yeah, okay. Yeah, da da da. Oh, immediately afterwards, I think we crashed. I think, I've never been much of a cuddler. I've had to be trained into cuddling. So, but he definitely was. So yeah, cuddling was happening afterwards. I probably tried to sneak away once or twice. What else? How did I feel afterwards? Afterwards, it was kind of a bizarre reaction, I think. It was opposite of what I was expecting, because at least in regards to what you've heard from friends and like TV shows and parents and yada 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 articles, so on and so forth, I was expecting to be more attached to him afterward, which was kind of a concern because I knew that we were going back to college and he didn't want that. And I didn't really want that either. So I was shocked when I became like more relaxed, if that makes sense. Or like I can't think of the right word right now, but nonchalant kind of towards him, not towards him, towards the relationship, towards like what we were after that. Which was kind of the opposite of what I anticipated. And he kind of got a little bit more attached, which is interesting. But yeah, anyway, do I stay in, yeah, we stay in touch. I talk to him every once in a while. He is on an opposite coast, from me, so I don't talk to him as much anymore, but, yeah, we're still friends, still joke about the same kind of stuff, yeah, and if I could send a message back to my son, I don't know, what would, I think I would, tell myself, to just relax. It's gonna be okay and own it, I guess. That sounds so bad. That sounds so cheesy. At least own it in regards to, like, my body, because I was very body conscious, as many teenage girls tend to be, or I assume. That was a long time ago. But yeah, so I wish I was more confident, because I should have been. But yeah, anyway, I hope that answers your question, Sabrina Babe. That was really, really fun to walk down that memory lane, because that, I hadn't thought about that in so long, and it's always a laugh. Anyway, bye.